everybody, welcome to this fantastic edition of the Fresh Takes Podcast with Russo and Felice. I, of course, am Paul Russo. Across from me, as always, except for that one time back in April. Man, myth, legend himself, or was it technically March? Nick Felice. Nick, I'm excited that we're here together today. How are you doing? I know it's been an interesting long week end for us and for you as well. So how are you doing?
Hey, you know, I'm doing good, Paul. It was March.
I forgot. I got confused.
It's all right. I do have this football here again today because we are talking football.
Again.
And, yeah, I'm doing good, Paul. You know, pretty tired today, not going to lie. I won't lie to you, the viewers.
Yeah, long weekend, certainly.
Yes.
Did not do, I feel like, any of us favors, but...
It was a good Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, good. It was a decent end of the... unofficial end of summer, I'd say.
Thinking about Columbus Day weekend now.
Couple big wins for our college football teams.
Yes.
Yours more recent than mine, but...
Yes.
Got off to a bit of a shaky start for your Fighting Irish there.
It's all right. First two defensive drives of the season. We'll be all right. Louisville.
I like the way Ian Book looked, though. Like I've said before, I'm a big Ian Book guy. I like the way he looked.
You did like it.
Yeah.
He was a little shaky in the first half, but he got it going with that rushing touchdown before the halftime. But I don't know. What do you think of Syracuse?
Yeah. I kind of... So the unfortunate part of that game was on ESPN+, so I think plenty of us Syracuse fans were kind of just more or less following along either on radio or like I was with just the game cast on ESPN. And yeah, defensively, you know, we looked really good, obviously. Offensively, certain stuff does need to be worked out, but DeVito... bit of a work in progress, obviously. I think that goes a little bit without saying, as much as I hype him up.
Are you nervous about the 79 Maryland team? 79-0 they won last week.
Yeah, not... Yes and no. I mean, they played...
Howard?
You know, not a knock, yeah. Howard's an FCS school. But that Maryland team last year showed signs of some strength within the Big Ten. Not, you know, I don't think anything can contend for the top. It's certainly a spoiler type team, and you know, they have the spread at an interesting spot if you look at it from that way. I think it's like 5.5 or something right now. It might be less than that. I think it opened at like 5 and it came down already.
Syracuse is favored.
Yeah, but ESPN has them only winning in a third of their projections, so. We'll see. It's going to be a tough road game. It's in College Park.
Yes.
I'd like to think they'll win. I think they should win, but you never know.
But before we begin this
probably
show...
Probably a high-scoring game would be my bet.
It would be a good game. But okay. Before we begin this show...
Okay.
Can you please just stand up a little bit and show the viewers what you are wearing?
Oh, the Goodell clown shirt. Because Goodell's a clown.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think he's the best commissioner in the game.
No.
But
no,
yeah,
it's not even close, no. You're not going to like who is the best commissioner, but...
Who is it?
It's Adam Silver.
Adam Silver, yeah. I thought for sure you were going to say Manfred.
Definitely not Manfred. Manfred, no. Man, not to get too off topic from what we're going to discuss here, but the true hockey fans. Like, I'm a hockey fan... but I'm not as diehard as I know of a lot of people are. You know, Gary Bettman is a bad commissioner, but I have him above Manfred at least. He's bad.
So you don't like Goodell. No. And you bought a shirt.
Goodell is a
How
clown.
Long you had that shirt?
2 weeks.
2 weeks. And it does match your shoes that we cannot
I
see.
I inadvertently did that. Yeah, I got my PG2s on, so. I did not plan that initially. I wore these for work today because it's been a while since I've worn the PGs out. So,
but we are not talking college football
today. Josh Langley, boiler up, yeah. Interesting game for you guys.
We messaged.
Yeah. Rough game for Purdue, not to get too off topic again.
Yeah, I bet Purdue. I was pissed.
It wasn't a true trap game, but I definitely will have taken Nevada with the spread.
It's all right. They'll beat Ohio State.
I wish I could agree with you, Nick. I don't think I can get with you.
But we're talking pros today.
It's our NFL preview show.
There's not much going on, but there's a lot going on.
This begins our, if you were with us at this time last year, this is certainly a fun time of year. We, you know, at the very least you got something to always talk about. So this is about to be a fun, what, you know, 4.5, 5 months or so.
Yes, and if you were expecting some guests on here today.
We did have some initially lined up,
admittedly. The price was just too much.
I'll go ahead and say it. They bailed. I don't have a problem saying it. They bailed.
They are definitely free.
I'll put
and are not here.
I'll put it to you this way. I'm disappointed. Not mad, just disappointed.
I'm pretty mad. Pat thought he was loyal.
Pat, I can understand. I'll go ahead and say I can
doesn't want to talk Dolphins. Pat.
Yeah, they're Dolphins. You want to know what? Not to give too much away, but I don't have the Dolphins as the worst record in the NFL this year. So,
enough about the guests. They're not here.
Yeah, they're not here, but you got us still. And we're going to do this in a similar fashion like we did last week, previewing the different stuff we previewed.
Make Nick pick some numbers. Oh, before we get started, I have two helmets.
Oh, that's
mini
right.
Helmets.
Yes. Don't reveal yet.
No, I'm going to do it at the end. I want you to take a guess who the two teams are in my Super Bowl picks right now, and then I'm going to do it before I reveal.
I bet you mean you probably have the same one, at least on the AFC side, because they're, you know, because if I say I'm going to give away who I predict will make it, but I guarantee me and you are thinking of the same aspect along the lines of the NBA at this point, at least going into last year.
Poker face.
So, all right, Nick.
So who are they? Make your pick here.
No, I'm not, because I don't want them to be the same as me, but if I'm you, I'm betting it's the Chiefs. Chiefs and Falcons, if I'm betting. If I'm you, I'm betting Chiefs and Falcons.
I'll ask you again before I reveal later in the show.
So, like last week, I got a list of numbers here with different divisions, because we preview each division a little bit.
Now, here's the thing. Our two favorite teams are in the same division.
Yeah.
So, if I pick it. And he's a Redskins fan. If you're new to the show, he's a Redskins fan, and I am a closet Giants fan.
You're not closet. You're a Giants fan. If anything, you're a closet Lions fan.
Closet? No, pretty open about my Lions right now. But
so
I don't know why. I like Golden Tate.
Anyway.
Who's on both?
Anyway. Nick, I need you to pick a number 1 through 8. Each division is aligned with a number. So, Nick, I just need you to pick a number 1 through 8, and that will be their first division that we're previewing.
Let's do 7.
7. Ooh.
Lucky 7.
Personally, I feel like we're getting a big heavy hitter all the way off the bat.
Is it NFC or AFC?
It is the NFC South.
Ooh.
Now, the South this year, interesting. It's an interesting division. This division tends to be, in my I think both of our opinions, it tends to be a division that usually, I don't think wide open is the right term, but it tends to be a carousel at the top in a way. To me this year, I don't think that's the case. I think it's probably the Saints division, maybe not to lose in the sense of traditional speaking in that way, but you know, I think they're probably the heavy favorite this year. This is probably the most complete Saints team we've seen in a number of years, both offensively and defensively. You know, Atlanta's got a good team. I don't think defensively they're as strong as New Orleans. I think that's going to hurt them a little bit in the long run. You know, offensively, they got the firepower to keep up. I just don't think they have the speed to keep up with New Orleans. You know, that being said, this division could go one of two ways, though, with that. I really do think the Saints are able to carry some good momentum through what they had last year. They got some really good assets on offense. They really do. Obviously, Michael Thomas, Alvin Kamara, but they brought on Jared Cook at tight end. He's a big help. You know, Like I said, they got Michael Thomas wide out. I think Ted Ginn back there again. Could be wrong, but
Ted Ginn.
Sorry.
Ted Ginn.
Siri's not helping you out today.
Hmm. I'm not finding anything.
Oh, I don't know.
It's all right. I'll look it up. I'll look up where he's at. I feel like he's the same.
Well,
guy.
Back over to me.
Yeah, we'll throw it over to you.
I think this division is a three-dog race, and I'm sorry, Tampa Bay, you're not in it.
See, I had a tough conundrum with that, though, because I don't think it's a three-dog race.
You think it's a two-dog race?
Yeah.
I think people are...
Ted Ginn is back on the Saints.
All right. Is that a mouse that just went over my head? Are you clicking something?
A mouse?
I could have sworn I saw a clicker. The mouse. The mouse, like in the computer. Something just went over my head. A mouse. You know, the mouse.
I know what you're talking about. I'm just...
The little arrow.
You're bamboozling me.
It went over my head, I swear. But... What was I saying? I think people need to stop sleeping on Carolina. I think Carolina with Cam Newton, DJ Moore, and Christian McCaffrey. That's a three-headed dog right there. I think Carolina, it needs to be successful to keep Ron Rivera his job. I think Ron Rivera needs to, he's on the hot seat if they don't do well. Because what have they really done other than that 1 year to the Super Bowl?
See, well, that's my thought behind it.
They had a great year that year.
That's my thought process behind it is what have they done?
And what has Atlanta done? Other than
fair point. That's a fair point. But I think Atlanta's got that more complete team.
Yes. Atlanta does have a good team. I think the Saints are the favorite to win this division. But I think Atlanta and Carolina can compete for a wild card. And Tampa Bay, NFC's tough. So it's going to be tough for Tampa Bay. But Tampa Bay's got some good, interesting players. They have, obviously, Mike Evans. Jameis Winston is the man again at Tampa Bay. And then, what's his name? Godwin? Goodwin?
Yeah, Godwin.
He's good.
It's a good question posed by Josh Langley here on the YouTube feed. Can Cam Newton stay healthy? Man, you'd imagine so, but he's already had an issue this preseason already.
I know. If he doesn't stay healthy, no chance.
Yeah, not to make it sound whatever, but I'm not fully buying into the McCaffrey hype this year either.
Really? So you're not buying in McCaffrey and Mahomes.
I'm not buying into it. I'm buying more into the Mahomes than McCaffrey. McCaffrey, Carolina usually is able to run. They've been in the past, obviously, been able to run something with two different running backs. McCaffrey's really the lone dog now in Carolina. Not to say I don't think he'll do amazing. There's a lot of question marks, I feel like, a little bit with that offense. Obviously, around Cam Newton staying healthy. But you bring up a guy, I love DJ Moore, but, you know, can he be the guy?
Yeah.
Carolina now has become a merry-go-round of wide receivers here the past few years. So I don't know. That's the thing is, you know, stability-wise, when you're battling with your health of your quarterback plus the tangible guys, you know, can you be consistent and pose that threat to the Saints? I don't know if you can.
No, Saints are marching in. Newton is the man. Fresh takes.
We're trying different angles.
Yes. Newton's the man if he's healthy. I don't think they're going to win the division. I think the Saints are winning the division. They got Kamara. That's all you need.
Yeah, I got...
Michael Thomas, too.
I got the Saints winning the division.
Yes. Are we announcing our picks?
Coming in at about 13-3, I think, somewhere in that range.
I don't know what record they'll be, but... 12-4.
Yeah. Whoa.
Are we doing our picks?
Well, if you want to do this division wise, sure. I don't want to give too much away because of the wild card scenarios, but
New Orleans is my pick.
Yeah, I got New Orleans as well. I think that's probably the universal one. So, all right, That takes care of the NFC South. So, Nick, now we have a number 1 through 7 that you get to pick.
I'm going to go with 4.
Woo, number 4. Speak of high-powered offense, we're heading out west for the AFC. Can the Chiefs be beat, I think, is the big question mark, I think, going into this season. At least from a divisional standpoint, anyway. I think there's one big threat out west in the AFC, and I put it right there. The Chargers pose that big threat. They were able to pose it last year. Can they continue it on? Now, the Chargers are a little bit of their own conundrum at the moment. Conundrum might be my word of the day, by the way. Melvin Gordon holding out. There are talks with another team about a trade going on. I don't know who, but I have a suspicion. You know.
The Washington Redskins?
No. Part of me thinks that Melvin Gordon will be wearing a Buffalo Bills jersey.
And why?
It's a gut feeling. It's one of those feelings you get.
My first why of the season.
So that's where I kind of stand on that. The Chiefs, before we get too far ahead, obviously, with that, Chiefs pretty much, obviously they don't bring back everyone, but they pretty much bring back everyone from the team last year. So it's kind of status quo in Kansas City. Definitely like their chances, obviously. They're a lot like the NFC South a little bit to me, comparing-wise. It's actually kind of funny how these divisions kind of stack up against each other. I think you have one team that you can outright eliminate off the bat. In the South, we said it was Tampa Bay. I think in the AFC West, I'm not very big on Denver this year. I alluded to it in a couple podcasts ago. I think you can kind of eliminate that. I think Oakland kind of has some similarities to Carolina in a way. I don't think they'll be able to keep up at all, really. But they got some stuff there that, you know, maybe if things break right, they could. The Chargers remind me a lot of Atlanta. I think defensively they can keep up. I just don't think offensively they're going to be able to. So, like I said, I think Kansas City to lose probably in that division.
Kansas City is the team to beat, and they're not going to get beat. Here's the thing with the Chargers. Without Melvin Gordon, that's a big loss. And how many times in the last few years has the Chargers had back-to-back good seasons?
Yeah.
Not really. And Melvin Gordon, definitely, it's like on the field problem. It's also an off-the-field problem. It's a distraction for the team until they get rid of him. And I think it's going to hurt the Chargers. I think the one threat for the Chiefs is the Raiders. Not high in Denver like you. And I will maybe bowl, maybe not bowl. I would not be surprised if the Chargers finish last in this division.
Certainly understandable.
But they're not going to be terrible. They could be like 6-10 and finish last place. Oh, I'm not high on the Chargers here. I am high on Oakland. Mm-hmm. But not high enough to win the division.
Speaking of Oakland, Josh posed another question to us on the YouTube feed.
Leave us alone.
But it's a good question because I'm very high on this guy on my fantasy rankings, despite what ESPN says. Can Carr be the quarterback Oakland needs to overcome the Chiefs?
To overcome the Chiefs? No. To be a playoff team? Sure. To overcome the Chiefs is going to be tough because the Chiefs are pretty loaded. They're a good team. Especially the AFC's pretty weak. It's going to be tough to beat the Chiefs. I think Oakland is the team that could do it. Will they do it? I don't think so. My division pick, it's a good question, Josh, but my division pick is the Kansas City Chiefs, maybe 13-3.
That's actually the same record I got them at, 13-3. They got a couple... Yeah, a couple trip-up games a little bit early on in the season against New England.
That's a nice camera angle.
Yeah. against Pittsburgh and New England. And then I think, you know, when you get into it, especially the later in the season, we're playing in division. Each team, no matter who it is, usually ends up tripping up one of those games. So you got to take that into account. Yeah.
I love that camera angle, man. You get the behind-the-scenes look at the technology.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that.
And a nice look at Goodell. Goodell.
Clown. He's a clown.
But, yeah, it's a good pick.
Yeah.
Kansas City, team to beat that division.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that kind of takes care of... Take care...
We're on the same page here.
Yeah. All right, 1 through 6 now, Nick. Your options are starting to slim down a little bit.
1 through 6?
Yeah. We got 6 divisions left to go through. We already got through 2.
Oh, so I'm not picking 8.
Huh?
No. I'm picking 1.
Ooh. Surely to make many people around here happy, we are going to the AFC East.
Oh, great.
The Patriots are easily the favorites again, obviously.
You know, Josh has got a Jets question coming up here.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I posed to you this way. Tom Brady is certainly the ageless wonder. But you've certainly, in my opinion, you got 2 young quarterbacks that can beat him for sure. And then I'm guessing by week 3... it will be just in general 3 young quarterbacks because the other one in Josh Rosen, we don't really know what we got yet with him in Miami. But Sam Darnold for the Jets, Josh Allen for the Bills. Certainly, I think those 2 guys I think they have what it takes. I think we saw enough of them last year. Darnold came on really good late in the season. Josh Allen had... what I would call a good rookie year. He had really good moments, but he also had rookie mistakes, which, in my opinion, are good to see. I think, too, with Josh Allen, you saw a different aspect of the game that you didn't see too often. He's got – you can trust him if you need him to scramble a little bit. He did get some really good rushing yards. I like what the Jets have around them. I think it's a good building block for the future with weapons-wise for Darnold. The Bills have a really loaded defense. Obviously, the Jets re-up running game-wise with Bell. Miami's, it's going to be a rough year for Dolphins fans, I think. I feel like I'm being a little bit generous. I probably gave them 1 or 2 more wins than what I think they'll actually get. I got them at 5-11. They've had a fire sale the past 3 days.
Do they beat the Patriots at home?
I think they do. I think they get 1 against them. Patriots tend to lose those type of games every now and then, as do every team. But the Patriots literally lose at Miami all the time. So I think it's certainly possible. You know, but then you got New England who, you know, stays status quo. You know, they lost Gronk, but Belichick has a way of next man up mentality. So, you know, like I said, I alluded to it at the start of the show. Until it's a lot like the NBA with Golden State this past year. Until I get shown that somebody can beat them, they're going to be at the top for my predictions.
At the very least,
divisionally here. Same token, though, this might be the best Patriots team overall I think we've seen in a couple years. Which is odd saying that because they've been to, 3 straight Super Bowls, have won 2 of the 3. But I think, you know, if everybody stays healthy, this is a pretty complete team to put out on the field.
Well, Paul, I think we're going to agree again here.
Yeah.
I think the division has actually gotten a little bit better this year. I think the Jets are better, and I think the Bills are better. When I look at the screen, I see Pat's favorites again. No, that's not Pat, your brother Pat. His Dolphins not very good. And I don't think they're going to be very good at all because they are tanking for Tua when they really should be tanking for Trevor next year. But I think the Patriots will have a couple slip-ups this year with a tougher division. Maybe lose one to the Jets, lose one to the Dolphins. Won't lose to the Bills. We're not losing. They're not losing. I almost said we're not losing. I'm not a Patriots fan. Or am I? They're not losing to the Bills. Just I'm just going to come up and tell you that right now, the Patriots will not lose to the Bills. But the Bills are better. The Patriots to win this division probably 12-4.
I got them at 13-3, so.
The Jets, well, here's why I think they're 12-4, because they play the NFC East this year. And there could be a slip up in there.
Yeah.
The Jets will finish second. The Bills will finish third. And the Dolphins will finish last. Jets, will they be in my playoff picture? They might be. I like Bell. But the Patriots win the division.
Speaking of the Jets, we have another question from Josh on our feed.
What a surprise.
I kind of like doing this around then. So if you're watching live, send in your questions on the live chat.
He's starting a trend.
We'll get to him. I've been liking doing this past few weeks when we've had him pop up. Joshua wants to know, Jets over under 7 wins. I'll go first because it's kind of odd that you asked that with that particular number. I think you're pretty spot on, actually. I think this is a 7-9 team. I think you'll see some improvements, but...
Third place?
Third place in the division at 7-9. The Jets and the Bills' time, in my opinion, are coming.
Well, Josh, with that...
Look, we keep saying it, and I get it, but it's like what... And I said it, too, until I get proven otherwise, but Father Time is undefeated. It's going to catch up with Brady at some point.
With that question by Josh, I have... Sending out a spoiler alert.
Dun, dun, dun.
They will go over 7 wins. They're going to win 10 wins. They're going to get 10 wins, and they are going to be the number 6 seed in the playoffs. I'm dead serious. The Jets are getting in. The AFC's weak. The Jets are getting into the playoffs to lose in the first round.
Wow.
Sorry to... get you hyped and then ruin it like that, but you never know. That's a spoiler. They're going over 7. They're getting 10. I like Bell. Big Bell guy. So the Jets are not in my Super Bowl, but they're in my playoffs. Patriots, 12-4. Lock it in.
Lock it in. All right. 5 divisions left here. Time is actually flying by with this, it feels like today. Time flies when you're actually having fun.
Yep. All
right, we got 5 divisions left, 1-5.
2.
Well, looks like we're staying here on the East Coast, Nick. NFC East.
Well, if this is ESPN, we're going to talk Cowboys for the rest of the show.
Well, yeah, but no. I think this is a division. I could be wrong. I'd like to see what your opinion is on it. I think this is a division that's kind of wide open in a way. Between, in my opinion, the Eagles and the Cowboys, I don't think there's a true clear-cut favorite between those two. That being said, the bottom two teams for me are my Redskins and your Giants. I just don't think they'll be able to keep up for obvious reasons.
It pains you to say that.
Yeah, it's a weird division. In our lifetime, this has been the division that's been entertaining, and it's not that anymore. This is gonna be a weak division, I think. I think this might be. You can make a case. You know. Take away the AFC East. This is probably the weakest division in football this year.
But it's not. It's going to be tight.
It's going to be tight. I literally have the teams all within 3 games of each other. That being said, how I got to those records in my mind are completely different for each team. Like the Giants in Washington.
Now, how are you doing these records? You actually go through every game?
I went through the schedule. I kind of looked at certain games for sure that they'd win.
I'm just throwing out random numbers.
Certain games for sure that they'd lose. I got the Redskins last in the division at 6-10. I got Giants next at 7-9. Dallas at 8-8. I have the Eagles winning the division at 9-7. I said it on the Fantasy Podcast, the Fantasy Preview Podcast. I have a hard time believing everything's going to stay good in Philly. only because people are going to want to get paid. I think there's going to be a little bit of problem in the locker room with that to a degree. The thing with Dallas is nothing with them really jumps over the top to me. Obviously, they got Zeke, and I know that. Obviously, they got Amari Cooper, and I know that. But, you know, for them, for the Cowboys, it comes down to, you know, the sidelines. Jason Garrett doesn't get he doesn't get over the top on play calls when sometimes you need to be. He tends to kind of stay, and it's good. Don't get me wrong. It's good to be even keeled, but you need to know when to hit the accelerator a little bit. I just don't think he's really got that. So defensively, I think they're pretty pedestrian. I think they improved a little bit defensively. But the same token, this is not a defense where if I'm walking in, I'd be overly afraid of it. So this is the first time I think in our lifetime, Nick, of at least paying attention to football, being fans of it, where I look at the NFC East and I go, "Damn, this is a weak division."
Yes, it's definitely up for grabs. I can definitely agree that it's going to be weak. I don't think it's going to be 8-8 week. 9-7 could be definitely right around it. Maybe 10-6. You never know. I don't know who to pick. Honestly, I don't know who to pick. I think you would think it would be the Cowboys and the Eagles as the favorites, but the Redskins and Giants, who knows? They could compete. Why not? And as a bias fan, I think don't sleep on the Giants. You got a star running back in Saquon Barkley. Eli is the man for now. Paul did say he was a sleeper, half sleeper.
Well, he's a half sleeper because he needs to play well.
But if Daniel Jones, he looked good. I don't know. I am going to pick the Eagles to win this division. I know if Jaren Johnson ever watches this part of the episode, he's going to hate it. But I'm picking the Eagles, and I'm picking them at 10-6. Because if Ezekiel Elliott does not play for the Cowboys, they are a 6-10 team. If he does play, they'll be 9-7. He's not that. He's a big difference. Because Dak's not going to do it. Dak's going to get noticed as not that good this year. That's really all I can say. Redskins, they're young. I like Geis.
Way to put that politically on that one. They're young.
I don't know what to think. Is Case Keenum's the man now? Huh?
Case Keenum's going to start week one. I don't know if he's the man.
Well, you know what they're going to do? You know what's going to happen? The Dolphins are tanking for Tua. The Redskins are tanking for Trevor Lawrence.
No. We just drafted Haskins.
Oh, yeah. Haskins. Really? Him?
Mm-hmm.
Daniel Jones is the guy you want.
No.
So I'm picking the Eagles, 10-6. Duke's That's enough on that division.
School.
Huh?
Duke's a basketball school.
Yeah, no. No. I don't like that.
Glad to see we're in unison, though, about the East, not hyping ourselves up too much.
No, honestly, it kills me to just sit here and talk about the Cowboys-Eagles, so that's why I'm just not going to do it.
All right, we got four divisions left.
Let's do number four.
Number four. All right, we'll stay in the NFC, as you wish.
The West.
Wrong. We're going to the North.
Oh.
Man, Windy City's got their defense back. I think everybody's kind of chasing them in that division. I'm probably buying into the hype with them a little bit, which is fair. A fair criticism on me, but that defense is probably the best in the NFL on paper. You know, that offense is it's came along nicely under Matt Nagy. Question is, at this point, can they make their next step offensively, which you hope they can. Trubisky, in my mind, a bit of an underrated quarterback. Doesn't get a lot of the talk he probably deserves. but it's whatever. Then you got the rest of the division. Minnesota's definitely in chase mode, at least to them. They still got a good team. You know, I think if everybody kind of stays healthy on their team, they're going to prove a threat to Chicago in this division. Such a weird thing to say a little bit here. Packers in a rebuild, technically, still. Not big, really, on them either this year. Understandable. And then you got the Lions, who going to be another rough year, I think, for you Lions fans out there.
Don't look at me like that.
I have a hard time seeing that team get north of 5 wins in Detroit this year, I think.
Really? Yeah. Do they win on Thanksgiving? I don't know who they're playing.
I don't know who they're playing either. I forgot. But not to say Patricia's on the hot seat, but he's got to do something, I think, here. Shake things up a little bit.
Beat New England?
Yeah, we'll see. You know, like I said, this Bears team's really good on paper.
A lot of Belichick assistants beat him.
Yeah. This Bears team's really good on paper, yep. Nick. So, I think it's their division at this point.
It is. But this might be the first time we disagreed in this show. We both said the Eagles, the Patriots. We both said the Chiefs. And we both said... who else we talk about?
The Saints.
Saints. But here, Paul, I think the Bears are going to be one of the most disappointing teams this season.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I am not on the same page with you with this, but I am all on the Packers this season. I think they have a three-headed monster as well. A big three-headed monster with Aaron Rodgers, Davante Adams, and Aaron Jones. I think that offense will help lead that defense into the playoffs. And they will win this division because the Vikings, I don't know what to think about the Vikings. I think their defense will be better this year. They were disappointing last year. I think the Bears' defense will be fine. I just don't. I'm big on Mitchell Trubisky. I just think they're going to have a mediocre season. I think they're not going to have a lot of luck this year. The kicker situation is still pretty bad.
There's a couple teams that won't have any luck this year.
Andrew Luck, that's a shot at him. We're not at his division yet, so easy. You take that back.
No. Joke has been made.
It has. But I don't know. I think the Bears might be they're going to be a second or third place team. I think the Packers win this division at 11-5.
What?
I think Aaron Rodgers is going to show up this year. I think Aaron Rodgers is going to have himself a hell of a year, and he's going to lead this division. You know he's going to beat the Lions. I hate to say it, but the Lions are going to finish last. But
I'm finishing last.
I heard you.
I don't think it's that bold of a statement.
I'm all in on the Packers. All in. 11-5, win the division.
I mean, I got the Packers at 8-8.
Give them three more. Give them three more. Trust Rodgers. Trust A-Rod. He's a hell of a quarterback. Davante Adams, give him some respect. Give him the respect that he deserves.
We got three divisions left.
Three.
Pick a number.
Three.
Ooh. All right. I like this division. I think I'm waiting to talk about this division. If you're a geography guy like me, you might call this the Rust Belt Division. And boy, is it strong this year. The AFC North.
AFC North.
You got three teams. You got three teams in that division now. They're good.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Paul.
What?
Stop. Will you get out of Cleveland, please? That's all I got to say. Keep going. I want to hear you talk about the Browns.
I was waiting for a rant on your part. Who said I was going to really do anything about the Browns on this one?
I see the bottom line. I see it.
Do you believe in the Browns hype? That's a question. It's a general question. I think it's fair.
Here we go. I know your opinion. I know it.
I'm buying in the hype to a degree. Sorta. Actually, I'm probably buying into all the hype technically for what people are talking about that division. Anyway, I think the bigger question with this division is with the turmoil that's been with this team the past year, with an aging quarterback, is it still the Pittsburgh Steelers division to lose? I say yes. I really think it is. I think that team overall is still a little bit too good for the Browns and the Ravens to really play up to. I think now that you kind of get most of the turmoil off that team, at least for the moment, I think it clears their heads a little bit. You hope that James Conner produces like he did last year. Juju's now your number one guy. I don't know if he'll be as good because of that, because now he's going to get the primary. Most defenses, he'll get the primary corner on him. But Big Ben's still pretty good. Tomlin's still a pretty good coach. That defense is not rebuilt, but retooled, I'll say. I think their defense is going to return back to the early 2010s, if you will. You'll get the other teams. Cleveland, obviously, they're this main storyline, I think, in this division because they finally, I think, have a competent team and a good team around them. Baltimore is the other team in this division that I think can put up a bit of a fight. But I'm not fully sold on them yet offensively. So we'll see how that goes there. I got Pittsburgh winning the division at 10-6. I think this division is going to beat up on each other a little bit. They tend to usually do that. But I got Pittsburgh winning the division.
I think this is the worst division in the AFC.
Really?
I think so. I think Cincinnati is terrible.
Well, yeah.
I think Cleveland is mediocre still. And I think Baltimore has a lot of problems.
I'm happy we were at least on that wavelength about Baltimore because I don't understand that hype this year.
I think
that's the one team I don't understand the hype on.
I think they made a mistake. I think
I don't know about that. But
Joe Flacco, the kicker, should have been.
No, it's Justin Tucker.
the quarterback for the Baltimore Ravens this season over Lamar Jackson. I think Lamar Jackson had a couple good games. They got the best kicker in the league, though. Justin Tucker.
Yeah.
Justin Tucker. We haven't had any more questions about Josh, have we? Did he fall asleep?
No, he had one about Wentz, but we kind of touched on that. Okay. He says Cousins will lead Minnesota to the Super Bowl. I don't know about that.
Oh, Redskins win NFC East.
Whoa. We have our first live drop, and I love it.
Wow.
Thanks, Kevin.
Well, I thought that door was locked this whole time we've been shooting here.
It's just closed.
Wow. What was I even talking about?
Lamar Jackson.
I think Lamar Jackson. I think the Steelers are going to run away with this division.
Oh, man. Run away? Yeah, I can understand that.
8-8 Ravens, 11-5 Steelers, 6-10 Browns, and 2-13-1 Bengals.
Well, we have Baltimore at the same record at 8-8.
Yes.
I have Cincinnati at 4-2.
Okay.
I'm not going to say the Browns won yet because we're going to need to discuss that, I think, for our predictions side of things.
Okay.
So I'm going to save that.
I got the Steelers. I'm pretty high on the Steelers.
Yeah, I got the Steelers as well.
I like Mike Tomlin. Like the man. I think they still got some weapons. They got a three-headed monster.
All right.
With Big Ben, James Conner, and Juju. Juju on this beat. I'm high on the Steelers.
All right.
I think they can make a run in the playoffs. But let's move on.
We got two divisions left to go here. Two divisions left and predictions in 15 minutes. Let's see if we can get this done. One or two, Nick?
One.
One. We are heading out to what I call the Wild West of football, the NFC West. This is an offensive galore division. This gets me really excited because I think this might be another case of two teams really battling it out for that top spot in the division all year between the Rams and the Seahawks. The Seahawks are a rejuvenated team defensively, offensively. Not too much has changed outside of Doug Baldwin, I guess. Exiting Seattle. Russell Wilson's a bad man. I've been saying this for a while. He's not getting his respect, in my opinion. But that's a different discussion. The Rams, offensively, I think they'll be the run-and-gun type.
Are you on the Todd Gurley bandwagon this year?
Yeah, I'm on the Gurley bandwagon still.
Even with the injuries?
Yeah. I think Sean McVay will workload him better. They got guys behind him, I think, who are good. Henderson's pretty good, I think, once he gets feet wet. Defensively, both Seattle obviously rejuvenated. They got Clowney and Ansah, which having both those dudes come off two different ends at one time is going to be crazy.
Bobby Wagner missed one tackle last year.
Bobby Wagner won the 99 overalls in Madden. This division is going to be dominated by those two. And unfortunately, I think a interesting team in San Fran is going to get overlooked a little bit. I don't expect a lot out of that team, at least in theory. But that team is going to be fun to watch offensively with a full year of what you hope is healthy Garoppolo. And then in Arizona, you have Kyler Murray who's going to bring an excitement to that offense as well. So, offensively, this is going to be a fun division. I think really, though, it's two teams out front for the division race.
Yeah, there's two races in this division. There's a race for first, yeah. And there's a race for third.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be the Rams again. I think the Seahawks are a good team. And I think the Cardinals with Kyler Murray, they have a three-headed monster. No, they don't. I've been saying a lot, but no three-headed monster there. Larry Fitz, time to let it go. Give it up. He's all right. He's old-reliable, Phil Dawson. But I think bold prediction?
Yeah.
But not bold. Garoppolo gets hurt again this season.
Oh. That.
It's not a good thing to say, but I think he's injury prone. Hate to say it, but I think he's injury prone. And I think it hurt the Niners. I think George Kittle's a stud. Yeah. He needs to get out at San Francisco. Richard Sherman should just he should just leave. He should just retire. Richard Sherman needs to shut up. Earl Thomas, just shut up. I'm saying this for my brother who's a Seahawks fan. Shut up. You guys are like Odell. Shut up. But I got the Rams winning this division. Not great. 11-5. I think the Seahawks will be 10-6. Playoff team? Find out soon. I think the Cardinals go 7-9, and I think the Niners go 6-10.
I got the Rams winning the division 12-4. I got Seattle second 11-5. I got San Fran 7-9. I got Arizona 5-11. Just a couple big question marks with Arizona more so than San Fran. So I think you also will get some growing pains with Kyler Murray. So you got to take that into account a little bit.
Yes, rookie.
Yeah,
for year one. Hopefully stays healthy.
Yeah, one division left. That is the AFC South. I think going into this year, before we get fully into it and I show the title card, I think going into this year initially, this was a two-headed division race. Not so much anymore. I think it's safe to say this is probably the Texans division now for sure. It's going to be a tough, I think, hurdle to overcome for the Colts, obviously, especially the Colts, but I don't think anybody can get to Houston now in that division.
If Watson stays healthy.
Obviously. You said that in your mind, that the AFC North was probably the weakest.
You think it's this?
In a way. I'm not saying this is the weakest because I'm kind of convinced on the NFC East in a way. But this division's pretty close in that regard.
I said it was the actually could be the weakest in overall, but I said it was the weakest in the AFC.
Okay, gotcha.
NFC East could be the weakest.
I think the weakest in the AFC is probably the South now. I understand. I get why there's probably some hype built around the Titans in a way. I don't think they're going to be that good. You're going to have a quarterback situation come up there. You have Marcus Mariota. You have Ryan Tannehill as his backup, who should be starting in the league somewhere. You're missing key offensive line pieces. Lewin's suspended for PEDs. You know, Tennessee's, I got a lot of question marks for them. Indianapolis, now you got a lot of question marks for them with Luck's retirement. Jacksonville, that defense, top five in the NFL. That offense might be bottom 10 in the NFL. As much as I love a lot of the pieces on that Jacksonville offense, their top players on offense are far too separated from the bottom players in that offense. You know what I mean? Where the top guys, not saying that you're too good or too bad, but your top guys separated down to your bottom guys overall-wise, there's just too much separation. I got Houston going like 12-4. That team's good anyway. This is a team that I think can compete no matter what. But man, with that loss of Luck, in my mind, you really do. This division takes a big hit to the naked eye.
I like Houston too.
Yeah,
I think Houston can win this division at 13-3. Go 6-0 in that division.
Yeah.
And
it's possible. I think they'll drop one somewhere. I mean, that's just the way it usually works in the NFL.
I think the Indianapolis is the bottom feeder.
I don't think they're the bottom feeder.
I think Tennessee.
Yeah, I think Tennessee is. Which is a shame because that Tennessee team last year was pretty fun.
I like Jacksonville. I think you got.
I got Jacksonville finished in second. So
Nick Foles, I do too. I think Nick Foles, you're one.
Mm-hmm.
D.D. Westbrook's a nice little player. Fournette looking to bounce back. Don't think any of them are playoff teams, but I think Houston is the team to beat. I love Deshaun Watson. I love Hopkins. And I think J.J. Watt just needs to stay healthy. And this is Javion Clowney's old team. And I like him. 12-4. Lock it in. Good luck to the rest of the division.
Yeah.
Jacksonville's the team I think that could give them a run.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think they will.
Oh. It's a tough spot for that division now. It really is. So now that moves into prediction time.
This playoffs, who's going to be in
the Super Bowl? Do you have a dark horse team that you want to keep an eye on? Who's your MVP possibly even? We don't know where the segment's exactly going to go.
So how are we doing this?
Let's go with I'll start with my playoffs for each one, and then I will give my Super Bowl pick. How about that? We'll do that.
That's okay. Okay. And then we'll do the rest of that.
Yeah. So my AFC playoffs, my one seed is New England, two seed is Kansas City, three seed Houston, fourth seed is Pittsburgh, and your two wild cards, the Chargers, and at 9-7, the Cleveland Browns.
Okay, right. How's it play out?
See, Houston beats Cleveland, Pittsburgh. I think the Chargers will beat Pittsburgh at that point. I think Kansas City will beat Houston. I think New England will beat the Chargers. I think New England, until I get proven at least in this realm, New England is my AFC champion. In the NFC, Houston's the one seed, or New Orleans is the one seed.
So you're going for New England beat who? In the AFC, in the Chiefs.
I got the Saints as the one seed, the Rams as a two seed, Bears three, Eagles four, Seattle and Minnesota are my two wild cards. I think Chicago beats Minnesota. I think Seattle beats Philly. Unfortunately for Matt, I feel bad for doing this. I really do. New Orleans will beat the Seahawks, and then the Rams will beat the Bears. I think New Orleans is your NFC winner. My Super Bowl, obviously, New Orleans versus the Patriots, a big quarterback matchup, one that I think we want to see. I'm going against what I've said all along. I'm going to have New Orleans beating the Patriots in the Super Bowl.
New Orleans getting their revenge, huh?
Yep.
So for me, I forgot what records I said, so I'm just bear with me. I'm just going to pick the seeds. Uh-huh. In the AFC, the number one seed will be the Houston Texans. The number two seed will be the Kansas City Chiefs. The number three seed will be the Patriots. Yeah, I know, surprising. They're playing the first round. They're going to do it this year.
They haven't since 2009.
No, and they make the playoffs almost every year. And then the number four seed is Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is the four seed. The two wild cards in this league will be the number five seed will be the Oakland Raiders, and the number six seed will be the New York Jets. Patriots will beat their rival, the Jets, in the first round, and the Steelers will beat the Raiders in the first round. The Patriots will upset the number one seed, the Houston Texans. And then the Steelers will upset the number two seeded Kansas City Chiefs. So there's two upsets. And the team going to the Super Bowl, Patriots or Steelers, will be the Pittsburgh Steelers. It will be too much. It's going to be too much for the Patriots to win three.
There is the helmet.
Win three games in the playoffs. The Steelers are going to Big Ben, big year for them. They're going to get it done. In the NFC, the number one seed will be the New Orleans Saints. The number two seed will be the LA Rams. The number three seed will be the Green Bay Packers. The number four seed will be the Philadelphia Eagles. The number five seed will be the Seattle Seahawks. And the number six seed sneaking into the playoffs will be the Carolina Panthers. Carolina will lose to Green Bay. Seattle will beat Philly. Seattle will lose to New Orleans. And Green Bay will upset LA Rams. Then it will be New Orleans versus Green Bay Packers. Who is in the Super Bowl? The Green Bay Packers will play the Pittsburgh Steelers in Super Bowl. What is it, 68?
Super Bowl
54. And the winner of my Super Bowl, a rematch of Super Bowl 40-something, the winner of this epic Super Bowl between the four seed and the three seed will be Aaron Rodgers getting his second Super Bowl in front of Paul. Devontae Adams will be Super Bowl MVP. I'm in the moment. The Green Bay Packers are going to win the Super Bowl. What's next, Paul?
Pick a dark horse team and an MVP.
Well, I think my dark horse team is the Green Bay Packers.
All right.
And my MVP?
Yeah.
For the season?
Yes.
Will be Drew Brees.
All right. Dark horse team that I think you should keep an eye on. If they get rolling, it will be, in my mind, a hard team to stop. Even though I kind of talked them down a little bit. I think Baltimore, if they get rolling, they would be a hard team to stop. Like I said, but you know, if they get rolling, I think they're about a
500. Did you have them in the playoffs?
They're a 500 club in my book, 8-8.
Oh yeah, that's right.
But if Lamar Jackson gets that offense going, that defense is there. If they get going, that's a pretty good. It's probably a team I wouldn't want to face in the playoffs. MVP Deshaun Watson.
Nice.
That's what I'm going with this year. Hopefully for everyone, hope your team is all do good. Some of us, admittedly, I don't have high hopes either way. Good luck to your teams. Hope we help you out a little bit here with, you know, maybe where you stand in the NFL this year. As always, we thank you for tuning in. Nick, shout out this week. You got anyone?
Yes, I have. This guy has been he's been commenting on the last couple episodes and complaining. So I used to work at Sampson State Park last summer. Uh-huh. Jerry Burke, I'm going to shout you out finally.
That's who that is.
My buddy.
Okay.
Lawnmower buddy.
I didn't know who that was. I'm like, who is this
he
guy?
He keeps wanting a shout out. I'm going to shout you out tonight,
shout out Jerry.
Jerry.
Hey, thanks for commenting. We really appreciate that.
Yes. Comment. And he wants to know. He's a big fan of the show. He just wants us to know that he's a big fan of the show.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
And I shout out his buddy Al from work a while back. Shout out Jerry today. Shout out Jerry. Have a good night.
All right. As always, again, we thank you for tuning in. If you haven't already, like, share, subscribe, do all the fun stuff for Finger Lakes 1. And we will catch you here next week, recapping week 1 of the NFL, week 2 of college football, whatever else that happens in sports.